Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us, and I don't know, I'm hearing a noise here. Not sure where that's coming from. Anyway.
Because I'm on. It's an alarm. Wake
not
up.
Not on these tables. I think the alarm's going off over here, folks. The alarm in the room where I am. you know, I've been doing this for almost 8 years. I've never had that to happen before. We'll have to get that thing. Melanie, would you walk over there and turn off the...
Want me to turn it off?
Yeah. Melanie Sablehouse, ladies. She'll do it.
I'm turning the alarm off. Hold on.
This is amazing. Can you believe this, folks? This is great. You couldn't program this, you know.
You couldn't.
And who better could that happen to than Melanie Sablehouse? Ladies and gentlemen, Melanie Sablehouse, the deputy administrator of the SBA, she is one of the coolest ladies that I've ever met. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be on your show.
It's great to have you here. Thank you for taking care of that alarm.
Really?
I couldn't figure out where it was coming from.
Wake up and let's talk business matchmaking.
There you go. Hey, I'm really appreciate the opportunity to be here with you guys. I've interviewed a bunch of your matchmaking folks here. And you know, as you know, folks, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, and the alarm clocks work here at the hotel, by the way, at Opryland Hotel, and we're here for the matching event in Nashville, Tennessee, and this is my fifth one, I think, that I broadcast from. I'm going to do my sixth one in Washington in a week, down for the expo, the big Small Business Week.
Biggest business matchmaker in the history of the agency, April 26th, 27th, and 28th, SBA Expo, Washington, D.C.
Absolutely. I'll be there, and for many things in addition to this. Melanie, first, let me say this, and I'll say it to you as I did to Hector Barreto, the administrator, twice in the last 30 days or so. Congratulations. I'm so proud of the SBA and HP for making these matchmaking events available. When I see how excited these people are to be able to participate, the business, the opportunity that's opening up for them, on behalf of them and me as the Small Business Advocate, thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you for what you do, because you know what? You've been with us all along the way. You support small business. You get the word out. And this public-private partnership between HP and SBA has been absolutely incredible. I mean, imagine today, 800 passionate entrepreneurs are waiting for us in
right.
there, and 130 buyers. The number's
right.
up to 130, private sector. They're all there.
They're going to have 10, 11 interviews
yes.
today and tomorrow, and they're so excited. You know, as you know, I've already interviewed your poster child, Donnie McDaniel, with Best Company. And
Poster giant.
That's what you call him. And I've also interviewed, I had Olga Martinez, who is a groupie, a business matchmaking groupie. She's a woman, a construction contractor, general contractor. And also with the folks with Digilog. By the way, folks, I want to spell the last name of their company. It's Digilog, D-I-G-A-L-O-G. And that's digilogsystems.com. Earlier when we were saying it, it kind of sounds like there's an I in the middle there, but it's an A. So, Melanie, tell us, the audience has heard me talk about business matchmaking, but tell us about it from your perspective.
You know, it's SBA's version of speed dating. We love that. I just saw Hitch. I went, oh, my God,
that.
There we are, business matchmaking, Hitch. But it was my boss's vision, Hector Barreto.
Right.
You know, he's an entrepreneur. He thinks big. And
he's
always
made a payroll, hasn't he, just like you.
Absolutely, just like the president.
Mm-hmm.
Had to sign the front of that paycheck. But he said, you know, small business wants what big business wants, more business. He said, and we've got to create an environment where entrepreneurs can flourish and take risks, achieve the American dream. And you know what? The $277 billion pot of money out there with the federal government they spend every single year on goods and services. How can we create that environment so small business can open that door and close business?
And there's a 23% requirement, isn't there?
There is. And you know what's exciting, Jim? For the first time in forever, we have met that 23
right.
cents on every dollar went to small business,
because,
$65 billion.
Because prior to that, there was the requirement, but they just had to make the effort, and they could find whoever they wanted to find, basically. But now with the unbundling of the contracts,
right.
with the combination of that and the SBA matchmaking events,
that's right.
That's brought together the real decision makers who buy the specific products that these small business owners sell. Without business matchmaking, those people would hardly have ever gotten together.
You know what's interesting? We've got to simplify the process, simplify government, get the red tape out of the way. We've got entrepreneurs out there that say, listen, you know, help us open these doors. So we have.
Right. That's exactly right. And I'm going to get you to hold on to that thing because we've got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with our good friend. Don't unbuckle those seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. Melanie's going to be with us the rest of the hour. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows.
Chose to create. You don't know what you got until it's gone, and I found out a little too late.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend and one of my favorite people in the world, Melanie Staplehouse, Deputy Administrator of the SBA. She's smart. She's beautiful. She's got more energy than any three people that I know. And, Melanie, I just can't – I'm trying to imagine how lucky the SBA is to have had you to say yes when they ask you to go to work with them and to be the Deputy Administrator. The SBA is so fortunate to have you up there.
Oh, thank you so much. But what an honor for me. I mean, to think that the President – asked me to serve in this position.
Pretty cool.
Hey, I was an entrepreneur.
Well, you earned it. Hey, what are you looking for, folks who've made a payroll?
That's it.
That's the key. And it makes a difference. And I like to let my audience know that those are the kinds of folks, you guys, you and Hector and others, that I met who are other folks in the SBA who've made a payroll before. It seems to be kind of a requirement for folks who are asked to do that. And I really appreciate that because that's important that we know that the folks at the SBA know what we're going through. As we work our businesses out there.
Walked in your shoes.
Exactly. Melanie, and by the way, folks, businessmatchmaking.com is the website. You've heard me say that a million times. I want you to go there. Check out the virtual element, too. Don't forget the virtual business matchmaking because it's if you can't get to one of the face-to-face matchmaking, which I really encourage you to do, it's not only important for your business, Melanie, they're a lot of fun, too, aren't they?
Oh, my gosh. Right now in Opryland, if you can find the lobby, there's like cities within cities.
Right.
There's so much energy and excitement and enthusiasm. People are lined up right now.
Talk to us about some of the sponsors. Some of the, and I'm talking about the people who are coming here, the businesses who are coming here. We've been hearing all about the small business angle. We've interviewed all these small business owners. Talk to us about these folks from the other side of the table.
It's our buyers. Need them at the table, and they are signing up in flocks. If you look at our list, you would be amazed. We've got government. We've got, this morning, for example, we've got our panel discussions, our experts, and we have Homeland Security. Dan Sturdivant, passionate gentleman that gets it. They did over 50% of Homeland Security buying went to small business.
Wow. You know, we're going to do a Homeland Security show with them in the next month or so.
Absolutely fantastic. You're also looking at IBM, HP, Aflac,
right.
American Airlines. You know, we have our corporate America. We've also got our governor's offices here, state, local, the Tennessee Valley Authority. We've got our SBA partners.
So people in the region, the Tennessee Valley region, are not just coming here to meet with Boeing and IBM.
Nope.
They're meeting with local government agencies
right.
as well. Good
State
for you.
State and local opportunities.
Right.
Want to know, open those doors. So we're
folks,
joining.
You don't have to, when you come to these, you don't have to say, well, why do I want to go to, I wouldn't want to do business with somebody in Spokane. Well, this is in your neighborhood. These
exactly
are people in
right.
your neighborhood if you don't want to go that far.
And the last time I was at Matchmaker, I went on the floor and the excitement was going on, the one-on-ones and the speed dating, as we were calling it. And I went up to the gentleman from Andrews Air Force Base and I said, sir, I'd like to know, why are you here? He said, I am here for one reason. I am looking for women. I said, women? And he said, yes, I'm looking for women small businesses. And he said, Melanie, I have a list of 15 of them. That's why I came. And what's
wow.
interesting, when you look at the millions of dollars of contracts that have been closed, mm-hmm. 50% of those contracts went to women.
Is that right?
And 65% of the dollars. So it's interesting. We've got a great mix of people. 57% of the folks coming today are minorities. That are selling, 40% are women. So, gentlemen,
wow.
look out.
Look out, women. You look out, men.
That's right. You better start.
Well, that's
signing
the reason
up.
I tell the men they got to pay attention to what's going on because women are making a move here, aren't they?
Starting businesses at twice the rate of men. Women of color at six times the rate.
Yeah.
So you know it's a wonderful opportunity, but the buyers are as excited as the sellers. And the great part of working with HP is it's a match.
Right.
Here's what you're selling, whether it's IT, whether it's upholstery, whether it's dog food, construction, you're matched.
Well, and they're motivated. The buyers are motivated because they actually have a requirement. They've got a mandate, 23%. And so they're looking for not just somebody to fill a space. They're looking for the right people, the right fits, because 23%, that's an important part of their operation.
That's right.
If they don't get the right folks, they don't perform.
And when you look at the innovators and the job creators of America, it's small business. We created three-quarters of the
right.
net new jobs.
That's right.
Corporate America knows that. Corporate America wants to do business with small business. They often don't know where to find them.
Right.
Business matchmaking puts that small business owner right in front.
Well, you know, Melanie, years ago, 10, 20, 30 years ago, small businesses were kind of seen as backwater mom and pops. But today, we're more likely to be seen as an integrated partner with companies, with larger companies. You know, with my associates, with my sponsors, my corporate sponsors, you know, I consider myself to be an integrated partner with them. And I know that that's what's going on here in these business matchmaking. These people are not looking for vendors. They're looking for partners, aren't they?
That's exactly what they're looking for. And you know what the small businesses are doing? Taking advantage of this venue. When you talk to Donnie McDaniels,
right.
what after he's another groupie, you know, the poster mm-hmm. giant, he comes to all of these. He was ready to go out of business.
Yeah.
Found his contracts, but he built relationships here with other small businesses doing what he's doing, janitorial services. Mm-hmm. Now they've got a consortium going. Bottom line is big business is looking for value, they want it delivered on time, and they want to partner with small business. But we're smart. He's hired four people to sell to prime contractors. You know, you've got to know how to work it.
Right.
So know
there
what
is,
you don't
there is
know.
There is a system. There's a formula, isn't there?
There is a formula.
And so probably it'd be a good idea to, if you plan to come to one of these, to actually plan to go to more than one.
You better believe it. And you know
yeah.
what? Don't worry about it. If the next one, for example, we're going to be doing in Washington, D.C.
And Milwaukee.
And L.A. and Milwaukee.
LA is, mm-hmm.
This is important. Get those plane tickets. Use your frequent flyer and be at that table. I've had people come up to me, Jim, and say, Melanie, thank you. I went. I got $1 million contract.
Right.
Never knew about business matchmaking. You know how quickly they fill up. That's why the D.C. Expo, you know, the 26th, 27th, mm-hmm. 28th, get online right now, get yourself matched, and be at that table.
And as I've said before, folks, as we go into the break, I've actually met people who came to one to practice for another one that was actually in their home region. And so it happens all the time. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. We've got more to come. Don't unbuckle those seatbelts. Melanie's still with us. Melanie Sablehouse, the Deputy Administrator of the SBA. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back.
Tonight's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken.
Are you reeling in the east?
We're back at 7 till. I'm laughing, the Small Business Advocate. I'm laughing, folks, because when we first started our visit with Melanie, this could only happen with you, Melanie.
I know.
The alarm goes off. You know, we're in a suite. We're in a hotel suite where we're broadcasting live from Opryland Hotel, and there's an alarm over here on the clock, and it's just it goes off in the middle as we begin. Just
right.
before we begin, so I mean, this could only happen with you.
That's right.
Melanie Sablehouse, ladies and gentlemen, is the Deputy Administrator of the SBA. Don't forget SBA.gov, where you can go to find out more about the expo that's coming up last week of April. I'm going to be there for the National Advisory Council. I'm going to be there for the matchmaking event. I'm also going to be emceeing. I think I've been invited to emcee the
you
Wednesday
have.
Night Hall of Fame event. That's going to be fun.
It's a big deal.
I'm looking forward to that.
Hall of Fame, and we're also today yeah. going to be with the Hall of Famer. And that's FedEx.
Right.
Got my
Fred.
Start with the SBA,
right.
Fred Smith and his team, right,
great.
Which is great.
Well, I'm really looking forward to doing that. We're going to have fun that Wednesday night, and thank you for inviting me to do that. Melanie, one of the things we have not talked about yet, and I want you to help us with this. Folks, we're at the Business Matchmaking event in Nashville, Tennessee at the Opryland Hotel. You can find out about the other three events at businessmatchmaking.com, but also while you're at that website, businessmatchmaking.com, there's something there that helps people get ready for these events. Melanie,
right.
tell us about it.
You know, key to your success is preparation. We
right.
all know that. And especially when you're in a speed dating situation like this where you have 15 minutes in which to sell your services and products to that buyer. So online is a course. how to sell to the federal government.
A training course.
Absolutely.
At businessmatchmaking.com.
And we used to do this in person. Well, we'd go in a month before as a matchmaker. We'd have 1,000 entrepreneurs standing room only, and we'd teach them. Well, you know what? We've got 25 million entrepreneurs out there that want to know how to do this. So it's online. Make sure you do that. And the other thing is your prep. When you walk in, I don't care if it's a sales call, if you're sitting down at matchmaking, know your customer. Know their needs.
The other people we've spoken with said that they did their homework before they went.
Absolutely. That's why they're successful at matchmaking. So learn from that. Be prepared. Go in. Understand.
And with the internet
company.
Today, you have no excuse for not doing that.
None. And then what you've got to do is be relentless in your follow-up. Be that professional. Make sure you make those calls that touch again. Those that give up and walk away, you've lost that opportunity. Carpe diem.
That
day.
Absolutely. Well, you know, another thing that I was very impressed with, talking about the buyers who come here, I was very impressed with what I heard about them from these attendees. They said that they would follow up with them, and that if they weren't quite the right person for them, if there was another person that was more specifically targeted for what they sell, they would actually give them the name and make sure they made the connection, follow up with them. That's very impressive to me. Folks, that tells me that these people aren't here just to fill a square. They really do care about you, about doing business with you.
You'd better believe it. You know what? They're into this matchmaking venue. And that,
well, you know why?
We tweak it.
Because they get to meet entrepreneurs.
You better believe it.
And a lot of these people who work for these big companies, you know, God love our big companies, but they don't always have the excitement sometimes that we little guys do, because we got to make payroll every Friday. I think they like being around us, Melanie.
Oh, they do. And plus, guess what? We're their customer.
Right.
Think about it.
Exactly.
We're the buyers.
Right.
You know,
point.
Small businesses buying.
It
so
works
they,
both ways,
you
it?
Had both ways. It's
yeah.
a win-win for everybody.
Right.
But this event, I want you to know, we're so excited. The energy out there in that hall, and I wish all your listeners could be present, but they can be if they come into D.C. in April. And we have invited the President of the United States.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll be there with us. We're going to be recognizing women.
I spoke to
women.
Him the other day. I encourage you to try to make sure he shows up.
I hope he does. And you'll be there, so that's fantastic.
Why wouldn't he come if I'm going to be there?
And we're having a women's luncheon honoring women,
right.
which I'm going to be, of course, heading up with HP, our partner once again.
Right.
And
that's a lot of fun. Yeah, I remember last year when you did that. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's terrific.
We got about a minute left, Melanie. What would you like? What's the last thing you'd like to talk to our audience about?
Well, what I'd like to say to you all is that when you look at this world today, I think we find ourselves kind of in an unprecedented position, small business owners. Many of you are downsized in your companies, and you're thinking, you know, I'd like to do something with my life. Now's the time to start that business. I want you to think of three letters, SBA. I was an entrepreneur. I didn't know about the SBA. I didn't know that they guaranteed loans. I was turned down 6 times, Jim, for a loan.
Right.
Bankers were saying, hey, we want a track record. I said, give me a track to run on.
Right.
Well, we did last year over $16 billion worth of lending. Know that. When you go into the bank and they say you don't qualify for a conventional loan, say, what about that SBA loan?
And I think Hector told me that you guys are going to have $22 billion
this year. Yeah. Almost $22
billion. Hector Barreto, the administrator, yeah.
That's right. So walk into those banks. Say, we'd like that assistance. And know we have 70 district offices all over the United States. Walk right in. Say, I need some assistance. How can I do it? Help me with the business plan. How do I do a financial statement?
Melanie, thank you for all you do for small businesses.
And thank you, Jim, for being our ambassador.
Well, you know I am, and I appreciate everything you do. Thank you for being here, and thank you for inviting me to Nashville.
Thank you.
Melanie Sablehouse, ladies and gentlemen, the deputy administrator of the SBA and one of the coolest ladies you'll ever meet in your life. I got to go for this hour. I'll be back to regular tomorrow. Notice I didn't say normal. Nothing normal about what we do. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.